International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 8. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Mark 4:26. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed on the earth." 28-29. The earth bears fruit by itself, first a blade, then an ear, then full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, immediately he sends forth the sickle, because the harvest has come. The kingdom of God is actually God himself sown into human beings and developing in them into a kingdom. The four Gospels reveal the triune God incarnated. This God-man eventually came forth to sow himself into God's chosen people by proclaiming and teaching. When those who had been chosen by God heard his word and received it, they received the seed, the gene, of the kingdom. This seed, this gene, is the incarnated God, the triune God in humanity. In the Gospels we have the sowing of this seed of the kingdom. In Acts hundreds and even thousands of sowers were raised up. All these sowers were those who received the seed, the gene. By receiving the seed they became those who could then sow it into others. In this way we have the propagation of the sowing and of the seed. Today's reading. In the epistles we see the growing of the seed, the gene of the kingdom. We see this growth, in particular, in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. Here in this chapter we have the growth, the development, of the seed. Further development of the kingdom gene is seen in chapter 1 of 2 Peter. In 2 Peter 1:3 and 5-7, we have the steps of the development of the seed unto maturity. Peter indicates that if we have this development, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to us. The harvest of this seed is found in the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. According to Revelation 14, we first have the first fruits and then the harvest. Those who are the first fruits spoken of in Revelation 14 will be among those who will be co-kings with Christ in the millennium. The millennium, the 1,000 years, will be the full development of the gene of the kingdom. During the millennium many of those who have received the kingdom gene will be co-kings with Christ. At that time our Father might boast to his enemy, "Little Satan, where are you? You are in the abyss. I ask you, Satan, to look at my kingdom. I especially ask you to look at all of those who are now co-kings with Christ. Many who have believed in my Son and received the gene of the kingdom have become co-kings with him. My Son is the King, and all the overcoming believers are his co-kings. Satan, look at the King and the co-kings. What a wonderful kingdom this is. At the end of the millennium, Satan will be released and allowed to rebel again. Although Satan will instigate rebellion among the nations, he will not be able to touch the co-kings, for they will have been transformed by the kingdom gene. All the rebellious element that is in the fallen humanity of these co-kings will have been swallowed up by the kingdom gene. Therefore, it will be impossible for Satan, the evil one, to instigate the kingdom gene people to rebel against God. In the new heaven and the new earth God will have an eternal kingdom with the new Jerusalem as the capital. The new Jerusalem will be a composition of kings, and these kings will rule over the fully restored nations. Then God will have an eternal kingdom as the full development of the gene sown in the Gospels by Jesus the Nazarene, who was the triune God in humanity. How wonderful is the kingdom gene that was sown in the Gospels. Eventually, this gene will develop into the millennial kingdom spoken of in Revelation 20 and into God's eternal kingdom in Revelation 21 and 22. Praise the Lord for this picture of the kingdom gene and its development. This is the end of today's morning revival.